So we are back, and that was a quick transformation right there.
I mean,
so what I want to do is I want to give the ladies a chance to introduce themselves. Laura, you've been here a million times, but it'd just be nice to introduce yourself and just let everybody know who you are and where you're from, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us back again. I'm Laura Marks. I'm the Area Director for the Capital Region Chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And one of the areas that we cover are Columbia and Greene counties. So it's great to be here and be able to spread our message to you guys and to everyone that listens to you.
Well, thank you. We have this thing that we do after all the guests. We give them not the clap because we were just talking sex ed, but we give them the applause. So let me give you a – that was kind of weird.
And we appreciate you for saying your title.
Cause it's a
mouthful. So every time we try to tell each other it, we're just like, here, read the paper.
And I'm Mary Jo Gibson. I'm involved in a congressional spouses group that works on suicide prevention, and we partner with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So Laura and I have been doing different radio and TV things throughout, out throughout New York and the Hudson Valley region, for the awareness and understanding about this issue. So we thank you so much for allowing us to come on and be with you to talk about this issue.
So hold on, guys. I have something, and this is for Mary Jo. All right, guys. I don't know if you guys know this. You guys know me, but right now we are potentially speaking to the future Miss Lady New York State, the first lady of New York State. She could potentially be the future lady of New York State. Is that true?
You're very kind.
I know last time when we met that you don't do a lot of politics talk, but we had to mention that. Like, this is a great honor that, like, in a couple years, you could be like.
Well, my husband is doing an exploratory committee right now.
Okay.
We're doing that. So, but no major announcements until after he finishes representing the New York 19. So.
Okay.
But I thank you.
I read
That's
the article.
Very kind.
Yeah. Let me give a clap. I read the article.
We did our research. Yeah.
I was kind of extra excited.
You weren't excited about me coming?
No.
You're like family now. You're like, we used to.
I think that before we actually get into the interview and everything, I think, Slay, you should give the backdrop of how we actually linked up with Laura, because I think that's important for everybody to know and to remember, because at the time we did it on Barbershop Talks on our 2 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm. So, well, we had a suicide in the community, and a lot of people were coming to us saying, like, you guys got to do something to get something out to the youth and to people that are in the community going through, like, dealing with this suicide. And I happened to see a flyer with Laura's name on it, and it was probably, like, I don't know, maybe like 9 o'clock at night, and I just sent an email like, hey, listen, like, to the stranger from a stranger. And, you know, she responded and she was like, sure, I would love to come in. And she was there, I think, the next day, was it?
Yeah, she was
there the next day. And, you know, a lot of what you told us was very powerful and very educational for people. And we got a lot
of great feedback
from that. So, you know, we just appreciate you. And that made us, you know, showed us that you're very passionate about your work and your real deal. Because, you know, some people can just be a title, like they just fell into a job. But that means a lot when, you know, it's someone who's passionate about the profession.
Yeah, and we had an opportunity to walk twice, and we got to walk with Mary Jo also.
Yeah, we ain't gonna, like, we cheated. Yeah, I know she's gonna tell on us, but
I was really, really impressed because you brought Laura in, and you really bring this topic really to the forefront, and it's really important. And then you were there. You were there. Mm-hmm. You're part of the walk, and that, as you know, as you were, it's a very moving experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really impressed that you invested your time and caring and so much into the community and the needs.
I guess we could say it was leading by example. I mean, Laura was here for us, and that's the least that we could do is to make sure that we were there when she needed us. So, and it was great. It was a great experience. And
it was definitely something that was educational for us.
Yeah.
Because suicide is not talked about a lot in communities in general, but in urban communities, it's really not something that's, you know, spoken about. So to hear all the testimonies and see, like, everyone banding together, it was, you know, very inspirational for us.
Well, let's get into it then. What do you guys got going on? Or do you want our, well, you know, we have pop quiz, you know.
Yeah.
maybe talking actually about the walks initially, okay. Just so, since that's what we're discussing now, mm-hmm. It's a place for families that have lost a loved one or a friend, and they can remember them and honor them. And also, it's raising awareness and understanding about this issue. There are 8 chapters throughout New York State, and Laura actually is the coordinator of in each chapter, there's only 1 paid staff. So this is all volunteer-driven. So these events fundraise for programs that can be brought into the school system. So Out of the Darkness Walks, the funding will go towards the schools and awareness, more than SAD programs. And so Laura is, as I said, the only paid staff in for this chapter. And so it is truly a community effort and connectedness, and Laura can speak more to it.
I mean, actually, since the walk, we've been able to do our More Than SAD program in Hudson Junior High School. So we connected with one of the health teachers. And so I think we've been to 5 or 6 classes now where that program has got in there. And that was part of the walk, bringing awareness to the programs that we have, what we can do, and then providing the funding to be able to go in and do it for the school free of charge. So there are some direct results of what we've done since we started, you know, working with you guys on this show and just in this area in general. So
nice. So, you guys ready for our quiz, or do you have more? Because we always give Laura a quiz whenever she comes in. And it's
now you're making Mary Jo nervous.
No, and Mary Jo, listen, we could talk politics or we could talk this.
We can go on this topic.
I got some other questions here.
I have more to say.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Actually, I think to understand what More Than SAD is, it helps children understand feelings that are much stronger, and to know that they can be in touch with those feelings and that they need to reach out to resources. And it's important to know that there is a hotline for everyone to call, and that's the 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-TALK. And so if someone's feeling at risk or feeling isolated or in crisis, they can call that number. And if they're a veteran, actually, you press 1 and you will get another veteran. But I think it's important to understand that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention does programs, and in addition to that, they also do work within the communities. And Laura is now involved in a connection now with Columbia Green Chamber, so she can fill you in more about that upcoming date.
Yes, so actually we're having for the first time a kickoff for the walk, and then it's an opportunity to get everyone together. It's going to be in the spring, so April 19th. We've partnered with the Chamber of Commerce in Hudson, mm-hmm. so it's going to be at their building. We're going to have cookies and refreshments, because that always draws people in, and we're going to kick off the walk. We'll have flyers and signs and things that people can take with them to help get their fundraising going. Just an opportunity to really meet with other people before the fall.
Cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, so
we'll make sure to push. You know.
Yeah, we'll push it, and
yeah, we'd love to have you guys there.
Yeah,
again,
we'll stop
if
down.
You can.
Yeah, we'll stop down.
And they also have groups for those who are family members or survivors. They continue to have support groups, so I think that's it's important to be aware of for those who have suffered a loss. They have groups that are available for people to feel connected to someone who understands them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, this isn't happening with just youth. There's been a couple mm-hmm. of adult suicides in Columbia and Greene counties over the past couple weeks. And so we also know that the highest rate of suicide, and this may be one of your pop quizzes, but the highest rate of suicide is actually right now. The numbers start to go up a little bit in the spring. So it's an important time to really talk about it, to bring awareness to it, and to let people know that there are resources available.
Okay, we have a caller. Do we have enough headphones? There's a pair right there, and yeah, Ray, me and you can share, Ray, and give Mary Jo a pair. Okay, we have a caller. Let's take the call. Are they all set up?
Yeah, everybody's good.
All right. Caller, you're on the air?
Hi, this is Justin Weaver from Something to Talk About.
Hold on 1 second, Justin. Okay. Thanks for calling, Justin. Do you have any questions for Mary Jo or either Laura or Slay or Ray or me?
Yeah, well, first I want to say hi to Mary Jo. I met her a couple weeks ago when I was Girl Gancho. I was bartending her fancy party on Kinderhook. Actually, she was at the party, and I met her as Girl Gancho. So hi, Mary Jo.
Well, hello. Thanks so much.
Small and you have a wonderful voice, by the way. I don't know if you've ever done this before, but have you ever done any kind of radio before or any phone work? Because you have a very wonderful voice.
Well, thanks very much. No, this
It only started in this process. No, I haven't, though. But thank you.
Well, I had to call and say hi to the First Lady of New York because you're speaking to the First Queen of New York, honey. And thank you for giving me the clap because that ties right into your sex talk that you just had. It just had you glued to your program, as always. Always something interesting
and
happening.
You and Holly do a great show together as well, and Holly had us on a while ago, but you also pulled together a great show.
Well, thank you. I'm just calling to give the love to the guys because, you know, they're always out there supporting our show. And
yes.
I knew you were going to be on, so I had to call and give you some love and hope to see you on our show one of these days.
Oh, thank you very much. We look forward
All
to
right.
that.
All right. Great show today, guys.
Yep,
keep it up.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Well, guys, I got to talk to you about something that Justin proposed to me, but we'll talk about it later on air.
From the queen to the potential.
Yeah. Such diversity. Yeah. We have such diversity. Okay, so where were we? You ready? Ray, you want to go first?
Yeah, Laura was cheating, by the way.
Well, is she looking at Ray? Yeah, well, she can't cheat when you put the questions.
I was just going to try to get to everything before you did.
Who? You want me to go first? Okay, before we talked about it briefly, and we'll say it again, how does mental illness tie in to suicide? Is there a connection of any?
Well, 90% of those who complete suicide have some form of mental health issue, and that's also thank you for bringing that up because it's really important for people to know that they need to reach out and get resources. And sometimes they may even be seeking treatment already. But it's important if it's not working, say either the connection with the therapist and the medication may not be working, that they can go and they can say it isn't working. So I think it's really, really important that if someone's not feeling right, they need to speak up. And just like we talk about the importance of, we do from diabetes, we're really in tune to your blood sugar levels. We've got to normalize this, that if you're not feeling right, you need to speak up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it is, it's a, very much a part of this process.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
First, that was a great answer, but I want to give you one thing. She just gave you the standard presenter answer. She said, well, that was a great question. Like,
that's what they do.
That was a great question. I get that a lot. Even if you never heard the question before. So I just want you to know we are aware of those techniques.
You know she may not come back after this, right?
No, she'll come back.
I'm going to be in big trouble.
She'll be back.
She haven't laughed like this in a long time. It's going to be a whole show.
I'm really serious because we really have to make that connection. Mm-hmm. We have to understand if someone's anxious or depressed. I can go into more detail if you want.
It was a great answer.
I'm not big on statistics, honestly. Mm-hmm. I really am not. But one thing is important. We need to understand why someone is at risk, and that is one of the key factors. So I'm with you for that.
But that also doesn't mean that just because you have a mental illness or you're depressed that you're automatically going to be suicidal.
Correct.
We just know that if you are suicidal, there's a high, there's a high link with depression and mental illness.
Okay. Ray?
Exactly. Thanks for clarifying that.
Actually, I was going to go to my paper first, but question just struck me. What would you say to someone who wasn't very aware of how to spark a conversation with someone they thought was considering suicide?
What we know is the best way to prevent suicide is open and honest communication about it. So really, if you're worried about somebody, if you're seeing some signs that they are thinking of suicide or that they're struggling, really the best way is just to come out and ask them straightforward. And we want to be clear in how we're asking. What we teach in our Safe Talk training is to say, are you thinking about suicide? And surrounding that, you can say, I've noticed that you're you know, withdrawing from friends or family, you haven't been showing up for work, you're not doing the things you really like to do. And when people do that, sometimes they're thinking of suicide. Are you thinking of suicide? So being really clear and direct. And of course, if you're not sure how to help, seeking out some of those resources yourself, you can call the 1-800-273-TALK and say that you have someone in crisis and how can you help them. So there are ways that as a helper, we can get information as well.
And Laura just mentioned Safe Talk, and that actually is a training that is available for anyone who's interested in understanding how to approach this type of situation. And so I just wanted to also add to that. And not leaving someone alone if they're speaking of that they have a plan of some kind, bringing them to a doctor, bringing them to the hospital, and not, you know, leaving them where they would be more at risk. You know, it's important.
All right, here's one of the myths that I saw. People who talk about suicide do not commit suicide. Is that a myth or how?
That is a myth.
Okay.
So that sometimes people think that the more direct someone is about their plans or their thoughts to take their life, the less serious they are. We need to take anyone who's talking about suicide seriously. Sometimes they feel that people who say it a lot are looking for attention. Well, because they need attention, there's something going on that they need help for. And so we need to take every talk of suicide seriously.
Slay, you got any? Because I got a bunch.
Nah, you ready?
Yep. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
True or false and why? People who are considering suicide are weak and using suicide as their cop-out.
That's a false statement. Take the strength, and they need help, and they need support. And knowing that they need help is actually shows a lot of strength. To be aware of what your risks are, how you're feeling, and being in touch with your feelings is very much a strength. Because with that, you can get help, and you can get through that time. Because it could be an evening long, and you can't, they people can't feel they can't get through that night. And if they can get help and get through that night, they can get stronger. And that's also where peer-to-peer support from someone else who's been through it can relate to. So that's
a person with a mental illness will never recover. They're pointing at each other like, you go.
What we want to stress, and a lot of what we talk about, what our walks are about, is really about hope, healing, and recovery. And we know this through people who have struggled, have what we call lived experience. So those are people who have attempted a suicide and survived, and they live to talk about their experience. And there is hope and healing. You know, there's medication, there's therapy, there are ways that you can work through your illness. So just if you had heart disease or diabetes, you would go to a doctor, you would control it, you would be on the right medication. You need a good relationship with your doctor to make sure you're on the right medications. But it doesn't, you can have a very healthy, productive life. It doesn't stop you from doing the things that you want to and need to do.
Is there a timetable of warning signs that you could look for in a person that might be contemplating suicide? Like, I mean, I think that depression plays a part in it, but is there a certain timetables that you go, like, they're doing this, they're being distant, you know, what's next? Is there anything like that, or is it individual?
Well, it could be different emotions they may be feeling. Sometimes someone may be more agitated, or they may even be more removed. So there's not an exact science to it. That's something. But if someone is selling things, or they're speaking about it, and talking about maybe certain stressors that they're undergoing and having a hard time managing it, so there are various signs.
Myth or fact? People who become suicidal will always be suicidal.
That's a myth. So being suicidal can often be, as Mary Jo was talking about before, it can be a fleeting moment. So sometimes a person may have suicidal thoughts by either, you know, giving a minute to talk about that. They can almost always talk themselves out of those suicidal thoughts as well. So we do know that someone who has attempted suicide, the more attempts they have, they may be at higher risk. But a lot of times people can get the help that they need and then no longer be suicidal. So that's not true. Once you're suicidal, it does not mean that you always are. It's just how you're feeling in that moment.
Actually, Laura, just bringing up struck something in my head about the resiliency, one developing resiliency. And I think often at a young age, you're not aware of getting through stuff. And so it's teaching teenagers and young children, adolescents, how to get through something. And you find it, oh, I got through that. I'm resilient. I can get through the next thing. And there's I think it's important that when people go, say, to college, Laura has talked about going to the guidance counselor, get to know who's there for resources. So you know that if you happen to have going through a difficult time, that you can go and talk to someone and just normalize going to talk to someone. That it's knowing that we're not alone, I think, is essential, that you're not alone and that there are many people out there. And you may not have met them yet, but if you get through this, you realize, oh, I can get through the next thing. And it's learning and developing skills to manage life stressors.
This is common, but it's been said that people that commit suicide are taking the easy way out. What is your response to that? As far as they're being selfish and taking the easy way out.
Someone who wants to, or a suicidal who wants to die by suicide is actually, not really thinking of that at all. They're in so much pain, and in that moment, they can't really find any other way out from that pain. They don't see any other options. So that's why if we know that we can get them to help, we can get them to realize what reasons do they have to live? What are the other ways that can help solve some of those circumstances? And so it's actually just, they're not thinking about anyone else. They can't get through. They're not even thinking rationally. They can't get through some of the own pain that they're feeling in that moment.
How do you, if this is even possible to answer, how do you determine the severity of a person who's considering suicide? Because there's been times where, you know, I've known people who felt like they wanted to just leave the planet because it was just going through so much and it was just like stressor after stressor. But they weren't, I didn't consider them necessarily suicidal, or should you treat every moment like that, like a potential for, you know, to get resources for help and stuff like that?
Again, we need to take every thought or talk about suicide seriously, because you don't know if, but it's about life or death. And we're not all trained professionals. I'm certainly not a trained professional, and we need to leave that to the professionals to do the risk assessment and decide how much risk there are. There is something called mobile crisis, and they can come to the site where the person's at, and they do that risk assessment, and they decide, you know, what level is this person at? Should they be, you know, in inpatient treatment, or, you know, what is the level of treatment they need for where they are in that moment? So it's always important to know what your resources are, connect the person to those resources, because that's all that we can do. We're recognizing the signs and then getting them to someone who can really help them with what's going on.
Can you give us a hypothetical stat of how many people actually have at least one suicidal thought in their lifetime? So I'm more so going on the basis of this is more common than we actually make it be, that we allow it to be. So
the statistic I know on that is that 1 in 20 people at any given time could be having thoughts of suicide. It doesn't mean that they're ever going to act on that. Or it may never go further than that, but it's about 1 in 20. So if you think, you know, if you're in a room full of 20 people, one of them in that moment could be having thoughts of suicide. You know, if you're in a classroom full of students, there could be one person having thoughts of suicide. And when you break it down like that, it's almost a little scary that it is that common.
So, I mean, you guys, like always, Laura, you always pass all our tests. And you say you're not a professional.
That's why you invite me back.
But so let's talk about the walks more, and let's double up on the event that you're having on the 19th, right? 19th. And let's get more information or anything that you guys want to get out there that we maybe didn't cover, you know, so that we can just make sure that everybody's hearing this and believing in it, and especially the suicide number. We want that number.
And Laura goes and speaks at schools. She speaks at different community programs. We've together spoken at the United Way. We've spoken at the Rotary Club. And it's really, I think, helpful to speak to different organizations in the community, more awareness and more understanding. She's gone into school systems and met with the superintendent and to be, because for just the topic of dealing with students, that they have, some schools have policies on how to handle prevention, intervention, and postvention. And they actually, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, has a protocol that they would help a school if they don't already have one and how to handle it. So there are many different parts of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So it's worthwhile to go to the website and see what they have available and what can help the community better understand this and really be there for people and to really understand that we're not alone and we need to work together to get through things together. And I think you guys are great to have us here and talk about this. You're truly invested, and that's what people need to know, is that there are people invested in them, and which is really moving, because that can save lives.
Okay.
And if there's anyone listening today that thinks, hey, this would be great to bring into their community organization, employer, we're willing to do that at any point. We have these great new lunch and learns that we do. We'll bring you some food for lunch. You guys sit and listen to our to our talk about, a little bit of education on suicide awareness. So anything that we can do, and all of that is free of charge to the community because of the support and generosity that we get through our walks and events. So, anyone that wants to have me in will know, you know how to find me, and we'll be there. Just any, not at 9 o'clock at night and the next day. I need a little more lead time. But, you know.
And she jumped right on.
Yeah, which was great. Just thank you guys so much. We like to cover a broad range of topics, and, we definitely always get a lot of feedback when you come on, and, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate it because we need you guys to help us spread the message. Being on the air and being able to reach people that we can't reach before, otherwise is so important.
I felt kind of bad because they had to put the headphones on, because I feel like they both just got their hair done.
No.
I'm sitting over here and their hair looks just so shiny and fresh. I'm like, oh man, we got a caller. They're going to be upset.
But like always, our doors are open for you guys. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get together and say, hey, it's about time we heard from Laura. We have her on. Mm-hmm. But we would really love if you guys just contacted us whenever you wanted to come on, because mm-hmm. we're on every Wednesday. I mean, even if we set up a plan where we do it monthly, that you come on and we give you a segment, and you might not have to come into the studio. WGXC is really, really good. We can Skype in and mm-hmm. we can do phone calls. So,
well, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so that might be a good time to do and to talk a little bit more about mental illness. So. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
But in the meantime, save the date for the walk. We never said the date of the actual walk.
When is the walk?
It is September 24th, okay. And we're in Hudson this year.
Oh,
we're
back over here.
We're back at Waterfront Park. So mm-hmm.
You can count us in.
Yeah, on our website, you guys, can sign up your teams, get things going. So
I mean, we came to Catskill. Yeah. So we'll be here.
And we walked in the rain.
In the rain.
That was rain. That was not a nice day, but.
I honestly, Mary Jo made it fun. She was really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Well, you're a good group of guys, and you truly care, and that's, it means a lot.
Okay, ladies, whenever you want to come by, just let us know. Ray has all the information. So from this show up until the actual events, we will be announcing it every week. Mm-hmm. And we will be there on the 19th, even just to show our faces. Yeah. We'll definitely be there in September, and we'll try to get a big group like we did last time, and we'll walk the walk.
And if you are potentially the first lady of New York, this would be a good stop to come back.
don't forget the first lady's friends.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, of course. I keep telling you, your family now.
Yeah, yeah, you're one of us. So
if
thanks,
Mary
ladies.
Has one more. She has one more time, then she gets into the family.
Yeah.
So one more. That could be that first lady
I think
lady
we might
moment.
Have to let her in for the first lady moment, man. That could be big for us, man. I mean, because Holly's a politician, you know what I'm saying? So they have a connection. Like, we're just us, you know. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you, ladies.
We'll be right back.